Today's New Testament reading is from 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 through 24. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God. And so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. Beloved, we are God's children now. And what we will be has not yet appeared, but we know that when He appears, we shall be like Him, because we shall see Him as He is. And everyone who thus hopes in Him purifies himself, as He is pure. Everyone who makes a practice of sinning also practices lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness. You know that He appeared to take away sins, and in Him there is no sin. No one who abides in Him keeps on sinning. No one who keeps on sinning has either seen Him or known Him. Little children, let no one deceive you. Whoever practices righteousness is righteous, as He is righteous. Whoever makes a practice of sinning is of the devil, for the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the devil. No one born of God makes a practice of sinning, for God's seed abides in him, and he cannot keep on sinning, because he has been born of God. By this it is evident who are the children of God, and who are the children of the devil. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is the one who does not love his brother. For this is the message that you have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. We should not be like Cain, who was of the evil one and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his own deeds were evil, and his brother's righteous. Do not be surprised, brothers, that the world hates you. We know that we have passed out of death into life, because we love the brothers. Whoever does not love abides in death. Everyone who hates his brother is a murderer. And you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. By this we know love, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brothers. But if anyone has the world's goods and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart against him, how does God's love abide in him? Little children, let us not love in word or talk, but in deed and in truth. By this we shall know that we are of the truth, and reassure our heart before him. For whenever our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart, and he knows everything. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence before God. And whatever we ask, we receive from him, because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him. And this is his commandment, that we believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as he has commanded us. Whoever keeps his commandments abides in God, and God in him. And by this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit whom he has given us. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor John Davis from Memorial Lutheran Church in Katy, Texas.
The time of Advent is a time of expectations. During these weeks before Christmas, children are making their lists, checking them twice, and are expecting to receive something for Christmas. there are expectations that loved ones will take some time off and spend some time with the family. There are expectations up north for a white Christmas. Where I'm from, there are expectations we will not have a white Christmas. Of course, the most important expectations surround the coming of our Savior. During Advent, we have a joyful expectation to celebrate Jesus' birth. We also wait in eager expectation for our Lord's return. So perhaps it is appropriate that today we look at 1 John chapter 3 because it is a section of Scripture filled with expectations. Those expectations include the coming of Jesus again. It says, "We know that when he appears, we shall be like him because we shall see him as he is. And everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure." But generally, the expectations are not about what we expect God to do, but about what God expects from us. The initial reason I say this is because of what the very first two verses say. "See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God. And so we are. Beloved, we are God's children now." Being a child of God is not an expectation or a mere hope. It is a present reality. God has called us, named us, made us, adopted us as children of God. So we are now. God has said so, so it is so. He has lavished his love upon us, especially in sending his own Son. Through his life and death and resurrection, Jesus and the working of God's Spirit in us, this is who we are. As followers of our Savior, the disciples of Jesus, this is our identity. And this identity is the foundation for everything that follows in our lives, including the expectations laid out by John in the rest of chapter 3. There is so much here in this chapter by way of expectations, more than what I can mention in a few brief minutes. But if we were to summarize them, it would be this. You are a child of God, a child of your heavenly Father, a child of the King, so live like it. I can remember going through school, and it seemed like at the beginning of each new school I attended, the teacher would say something like, "Okay, you're in junior high now. You're in high school now. You're in college now," followed by a list of expectations. Their message was simple. This is who you are now, so act like it. I don't expect you to go back and do what you used to do. I expect more. God's message is simple and the same. Starting with verse 6, no one who abides in him keeps on sinning. Little children, let no one deceive you. No one born of God makes a practice of sinning, for God's seed abides in him, and he cannot keep on sinning because he has been born of God. Simple. This is who you are now. So act like it. I don't expect you to go back and do what you used to do. I expect more. It doesn't mean God expects we will be perfect. John starts his letter by saying, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. But if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But having received his grace and our identity in Jesus, our desires are changed and our practices have changed because we have been changed, transformed through the blood of Jesus, the washing of regeneration and renewal by the Holy Spirit. Our desires and practices now reflect our new identity, practicing righteousness and loving one another, not in word or talk, but in deed and truth. These are God's expectations for us this Advent season and every season of our lives. Amen.
We thank Pastor John Davis from Memorial Lutheran Church in Katy, Texas, for today's meditation on God's Word.